Softball cricket is a sort of pathway into the hardball game, which we all know and love, and it's sort of quite an easy step into cricket for young women who might be sort of nervous about having a hard ball launched at them. And it's the objective is to have a really fun, friendly environment where we're focusing just on the training and the sessions and the social, rather than sort of getting a team ready for matches. Although, as the summer progresses, we hope to maybe organise some matches if the girls are interested in doing that sort of thing as we go forward. Then, maybe next year or beyond, we may work towards a hardball cricket team, which would be a women and girls team. But at the moment, it's really fun, friendly training sessions, social sessions, where they can just learn some skills and have a bit of fun and smash some balls around, really.
Fabulous. And will this be the first sort of girls' initiative at the club?
It will be, yes. Yeah, so there's been a really successful All Stars, which is sort of under 11s, I believe, up at the club for the last few years. And there's a number of young girls that play in that, but that's mixed, and the focus of that is mixed. And then obviously we've got the junior boys and the men's teams, but this is the first time that we've had any sort of 11-plus female-focused teams at the club.
And I know you're obviously launching on May the 13th, and will that then become a weekly sort of session?
It will, yeah. So we're running it every Monday at 6 p.m. From May the 13th, and we'll run that through to end of August, early September, as the light and weather permits.
And I know you've received some funding to kind of get this initiative off the ground.
We have, yeah. So the Market Harbour and Bowden charity have been really supportive here. They were very excited about the possibility of a new sports club, in particular cricket, in the harbour area, and they've been able to give us a donation for some of the funding that we requested, which essentially enables us to kick this off, employ a professional coach to run sessions, and buy some brand new softball equipment for us to use. There is some old kit kicking around the club, but what we wanted to make sure we had is some brand new kit for the girls that is weights and sizes that work for female players, because they don't often it's not always one size fits all with both genders.
And for someone that kind of, came up with the idea just with your daughter, you must be pretty proud of actually being able to launch this now.
I really am, actually. I'll be honest, there were times in the winter where and not very long ago, where I thought this just isn't gonna fly, because I wasn't getting many volunteers to help. But once we got on to the Bowden Harbour Bowden charity and they were supportive, it sort of just enabled everything to flow now. So we've managed to get a coach with the funding that they provided, and be able to buy the equipment. So it's sort of become real. It's sort of validated the whole approach that we're doing. So yeah, really excited since we got the funding that we're able to do this.